Tony Curry Radio Live. Good morning and welcome to a Wednesday. Wherever you're listening, all over the country, all over the Southeast, all over the great state of Alabama, where we're epicentered right here in Birmingham, Alabama, and all over the world, currently in about 16, 17 states. Just going on right now. We got a monster show for you here on Tony Curry Radio Live. We're going to get after it. By the way, great shows yesterday. Adapter Parrish, Dr. Alex Hubline, and Dr. Josh Claypo came back fresh after their long holidays. Did a couple of bang-up shows yesterday. Coming up here tonight, 8 o'clock, it is Live Wire Wednesday. We're going to kick off the Tony Curry Show live this morning with some COD in just a second. Going on tomorrow, Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty. He's got a fresh new show in the Canadairs every single Thursday from noon until 8. We also have, of course, the Damon Johnson Show, which airs on Friday. And debuting today, a little bit later on, around 7:30 tonight, a brand new show called Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. You may know Michael. He's the executive director of the Jimmy Hill Mission, but he's so much more than that, man. He's an entrepreneur. He's a mentor. He's a businessman. We're going to get into a brand new show called Mission Minded. Make sure you have your mind on your mission and your mission on your mind. We'll do that at 7:30 tonight right here on Tony Curry Radio. Again, later on, 8 o'clock, right after Mission Minded, it is Live Wire Wednesday. It's all AC/DC. We dedicate an hour to one of the greatest rock and roll, if not the greatest live rock and roll band I've ever seen. First band I ever saw in 1980. The Back in Black tour is fantastic. AC/DC, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. It's Southern Precision Staffing. And it doesn't matter whether construction or whatever. Kai Gregor is a staff. They will knock it out of the park for you. Your handshake and your words still mean something. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, but they serve the United States of America just like Tony Curry Radio does. How do you get them? 205-682-2828. 205-682-2828. Be spotted a very limited engagement and some cancellation as well. Genesis had one of the highest grossing concert tours of 2021. Would love to see them one final time, even if Phil's just sitting in a chair somewhere. He could still belt it out. It's Tony Curry here on Tony Curry Radio Live. Coming up later on tonight, Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We also mentioned we have a brand new debut show today. It is Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. Keep your mind, your mission on your mind. That show is going to go off at noon today and 7:30 later on tonight. Then, of course, man, we are loaded up. We're going to have Tony Curry Radio Live, then Mission Minded, then Live Wire Wednesday. I mean, this thing's growing out pretty nice. You know what I'm saying? It's like an 18-year-old filling out. We got that going on a little bit later on. And, of course, a brand new show. I met with Stuart Rome from Woodhouse Day Spa. He wants to do a show that makes you feel good, look good, and sound good. So we'll take care of the sound part. He's going to make you feel and look good. And that show is called When in Rome, and we're going to start recording those today, and you'll start hearing those next. Every time you tune into Tony Curry Radio, you're going to be getting some type of unique force. And in some cases, it's going to be something that's totally going to hit your blind side. Sometimes it's going to have classic rock. Sometimes it's going to have blues. But it's all going to be unique, and it's going to be fantastic. And that's what we want. We want you to tune in and go, what is this? And it's all good, man. The content's fantastic. So we're looking forward to all these wonderful new shows coming up here on a Tony Curry Radio. One of our other great sponsors, too. And I've been, listen, since I've owned this thing for almost 3 years, I've gotten a chance to go out and meet up a lot of good friends and family. They know what I'm doing. They know how important this is to me, and they know how important it is to our community to give you great classic rock and roll and unique programming. And so I have, like, been pining on some of these people. Like, dude, you got to get on the radio station. It's great. Seth down at Ed's Pet World is one of those guys. I go down there almost every single week. My kids love that place, and your kids love it. And you love that for nearly 50 years. Family-owned business based right here in Birmingham, down there in Homewood, specializing in exotic pets, pet exhibitions, service since 1974. Your brand new special pet, they're going to have all the information and support you need to have the best relationship with them. It includes ball pythons, red-tailed boas, lizards, including geckos, chameleons, bearded dragons, turtles, birds, parakeets, Amazon parrots. If you can't find it at Ed's, you ain't going to find it, man. Easter's right around the corner. There's bunny rabbits. There's ferrets down there. There's chinchillas. I get mice for my ball python. Everything is down there. Whatever you need. And, of course, a plethora of very colorful. Let me tell you something. We used to have freshwater fish. They were boring as hell. They were like getting some goldfish. Now there's freshwater fish, and it looks like a saltwater tank. It's unbelievable the array of wonderful fish they have down there, saltwater and freshwater. Check it out. Plus, The amazing collection of vintage and modern toys. Yes, toys. Seth, the owner, has this amazing institution in Central Alabama, has a passion for collected vintage and modern toys. They have figures, pops, various items, special watches, collectibles, anything from Star Wars. They got it. And they bring their toys in so they can trade with you. If you've got some things you found in the attic, take it down to Ed's Pet World and check it out. We greatly appreciate their patronage, of course, them being a big part of Tony Curry Radio. I love it. Tony Curry Radio, it's not about me anymore, is what David Lee Roth has said. Really? It's always been about David Lee Roth. What is he talking about? Still trying to figure out a way to get some shows off the ground in Las Vegas. It appears Las Vegas isn't shut down. It just appears his show is shut down. I don't know if that means people don't want to go see his show. I don't know if that means he's not selling tickets. I don't know if the doctors are telling him to stay off stage. I don't know what the hell is going on, but he's sending out some really bizarre pictures. And when you look at Dave, he's perfect for a Las Vegas fit, particularly where he's at in his life. He's 67 years old. He's a showman. But all this hubdrub and all this downer stuff and how he feels like he's going to die. And I'm like, this ain't the David Lee Roth I remember, man. I mean, I want to see that shit-eating smile on his face till the day he dies is what I want. I want to see that big old smile, maybe a leg kick that gets above the waist, maybe two or three times. That's about it. But as soon as we find out some more details on David Lee Roth, I'll let you know. I don't know if I travel all the way out to Las Vegas to see David Lee Roth one final time. If I knew it was his last show, but knowing David, nothing's ever going to be the last show. It's not going to happen. Speaking of shows, our Mission Minded show goes off at noon and 7:30 this afternoon. If you know Michael Coleman, he has just done miraculous work for the Jimmy Hill Mission as executive producer. This show is much bigger than that. This is not a show about Jimmy Hill Mission, but it's certainly because he's the executive director. We mentioned that. And he's just fantastic. And we grab lunch maybe once every month, 2 months. So we probably should do it more. We've met about 10, 12 times. And we sit around, we had these incredible conversations about life and about visions and about business and about all these different things. And the non-for-profit business, there are 1.5 million non-for-profits in this country right now. I don't know how many of them are on the up and up. But we get down into the bowels of what it takes to not only start a non-for-profit, but just start a business in general and what you really need to have, because what he said yesterday, and of course last week on the show, which will air today, you know, just because you have a passion for something doesn't mean it's going to be successful. We have a lot of people, and right now in the mass resignation era, a lot of people are like, you know, I've always wanted to do this, or I've always wanted to travel, or I've always wanted to do mission work, or I've always wanted to do a chair, or maybe I want to change my, I've been the same company for 17 years, and all of a sudden I decided I want to do something totally different, and that's great. But just because you have a passion for something and you really believe in something doesn't mean that it will be successful, because if you don't have that vision and you don't have the resources and the right people around you to take you to that area, then you could be in some trouble. So it's a show about all kinds of different things, and we'll have it for you at noon and 7:30 later on tonight right here on Tony Curry Radio. A lot of people feel like they've been on this by request this morning for Tupelo, Mississippi. We're on a permanent vacation here on Tony Curry Radio. I didn't forget this, man. The Curry and Claypo thing is like on Thursday, but so many people are like, where's my Curry and Claypo song? I'm like, dude, settle down. I got it. I can play it. I can play it a million times if you want. Ah, let's just settle down. Be patient. Like it's six people like, where's the Curry and Claypo song? Like, that's the only reason you turn in is to hear this Curry and Claypo song. I know, it's good. Soul Carnival gets that. Soul Carnival's going to be at the Nick coming up on January 28th. You going to be down there? I'd give my left one to show up down there, but I think I got the kids. I don't think I could take the kids to Nick, can I? It's Curry and Claypo. Good morning, yes. It is January 19th. Hey, by the way, I owe you an apology. Yesterday, I don't know, for some stupid reason, maybe it's my Alzheimer's kicking in or something. For some reason, I kept thinking it was December 18th yesterday. What in the hell's wrong with me? So Keith Richards' birthday is on December 18th, and so I'm sitting there saying it's Keith Richards' birthday, and people are like, dude, it's January 18th, not December 18th. I'm like, all right, so do I really want to go through the holidays all over again? What is wrong with me, man? See, this is what happened with old people multitask. That's what happens. Anywho, we got a monster show for you. Wednesdays, every day we get after it, 7 days a week. This thing runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm down here 16, 17 hours a day. It's a labor of love. I love it. And Wednesdays are when we do all of our shows, we record our shows. I'm just being totally transparent with you, because some of our shows we do live and some of our shows we have to record, because We have Mission Minded, which is going to be starting today with Michael Coleman at noon and 7:30 tonight. We did the Live Wire Wednesday, and that is live. I do that brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. Adapter Parish, brand new shows, fantastic shows yesterday at noon and 8. And then, of course, Austin Hanks with Blues Almighty on Thursday. Friday's Damon Johnson show. We're going to be switching some things up there as well. And then, of course, Dark Side of the Pooch, which I record on Wednesdays, that runs on Mondays. Don't get ahead of me. Just tune in. You'll know what I'm talking about. But one of the big questions I'm going to get into today, and I can't wait to hear his answer, Dr. Rab Stewart from Ross Bridge Animal Hospital, who's a good friend of mine, brought to you by Ed's Pet World, by the way, down there in Homewood for 47 years. Seth has got the toy chest, and he's got pets and these exotic pets, and you could walk through that place like 16 times and not see the same animal twice. I love it. My kids love it. We always walk out of something. We always walk out of there something with fins or fur. Anyway, so I'm talking to Dr. Rab, and my daughter, who's 9 years old, and I'll bring this up on Thursday with Dr. Josh Klapo and the Curry and Klapo show on Thursdays now from 7:30 to 9:30. She always asks me these questions about, yeah, I'm newly divorced. Are you going to date again? She asks me these questions that are just really uncomfortable. And so she was looking at her dog. She's got a blue heeler. And this dog just can't seem to keep its nose out of the other female dog's coochie-coochie. And she's constantly sniffing it. And I know dogs sniff butts, and I understand they do that. But she's like, she's just all over it. And, of course, she also humps the dog. We know that that's some type of alpha dog situation where she's trying to take dominance over another dog. I get that, and she's much bigger than it. So, anyway, so my daughter says, oh, my God. I said, what's that? She goes, Lizzie's a lesbian. I said, what? She said, Lizzie's a lesbian. And I said, yeah, well, until a male dog gets around her, she ain't going to be lesbian much longer. So I bring up the point, is it possible to have gay dogs? Because I think we've all been around some animals where we thought they were just a little different. I was going to say a little off, but I can't say that because that means gay people are off, and they're not. They're just different. Different than the norm, because they're a minority and they're a smaller group, and I'm talking myself into a big gay hole right now, and I'm not going to do that. But she's asking me, she's like, she asked the question, can dogs be gay? So we'll get the real answer, and I think you're going to be really surprised by this, because do dogs have a choice? Some would believe that humans are born that way and they don't have a choice. That's why they are gay. Some people may believe that if you're bisexual or asexual or trans, there's so many flipping sexuals, I can't keep in track with them anymore. I don't even know. The LGBTQ plus IA thing is just, it's gone out. It's almost using the entire alphabet now. I don't even know where to go anymore. But is it possible to have gay dogs? We had a great conversation this past Monday on shedding. I could knit a sweater every morning with all the hair that's coming off my dog right now. It's amazing. It's crazy. And I think it's getting into my vents because I don't allow my dogs back in the bedroom. The bedroom's for the man and the woman, whoever she may be next. So we don't allow that. And I'm getting hair in my bedroom. I'm like, how the hell is that even possible? Anyway, we'll talk about gay animals that shed a lot coming up on the show today, and you'll hear that again on Monday right here on Tony Curry Radio. That's the kind of stuff we get into around here. Check us out on social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, Facebook. I've got clients who are, like, on all three. I've got some clients who are on, like, one. I've got the Michael Comans, the Alex Hublins who are on LinkedIn, so I have to post stuff on that, which is totally cool because I want them to know that I'm taking care of them and we're in a partnership together. So we're all over the place. So make sure you check out our stuff. We'll send out stories as well. It was not Keith Richards' birthday yesterday. All right. I'm a dumbass. I thought for some reason it was December 18th and it was January 18th. But happy belated to Keith Richards. How about that? Screw you. Tony Curry Radio. Feeling that way anytime. If you ever hear one of those songs play without the other one, you ain't listening to a real classic rock station. Those two songs have to go together. Coming up in just a few minutes, I've got some Led Zeppelin, really interesting story that came out about Bono and his thoughts on U2. You can find it on our rock page at TonyCurryRadio.net. It's Tony Curry, Curry with a K, TonyCurryRadio.net. It's an amazing story because he doesn't like anything that U2's done. He said there's only a couple songs, including the song Vertigo, that he's actually proud of singing, and he's like, I just don't like the way I sound. And he didn't like the name of the band. Some type of corporate head came in and said, oh, U2 would be great. You'll have a letter and you'll have a number. It'll look great on t-shirts. And so it stuck. And obviously they've had a huge amount of success, so it's hard to sit there and say, well, it was wrong. But Bono didn't really like the way he sounded, didn't say anything about the band, but didn't like the name of the band, U2. And then Robert Plant had something really interesting to say about how Bono sang. I love Robert Plant. He is the GOAT. He's the man. There's nothing you can say. If Robert Plant says it, you're just kind of like, okay. And even if it's something that's critical, you're like, all right, okay, whatever, Robert. And I'll tell you what he said coming up in just a few minutes right here on Tony Curry Radio. Coming up a little bit later on today, I'm super excited. We have Mission Minded, our brand new show with Michael Coleman, a good friend of mine. We sat around, we had some lunch, and the Jimmy Hale Mission has been one of our great sponsors here on Tony Curry Radio. If you go to our website, there's a donation button right around the front, and we're the official sponsor of Jimmy Hale Mission, and they're just wonderful. And I get a chance to talk to him. I consider him a brother from a different mother, and we have these wonderful discussions, and I'm like, we need to do a show. So we started doing a show last week in earnest, and we'll continue to tape today, but you'll hear the first show, the debut show today at noon, and then later on tonight at 7:30. So you'll hear Tony Curry live from 6 to 7:30, 7:30 to 8, you'll hear Mission Minded, and then Live Wire Wednesday at 8 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. My good friend Chris Doris, I've been in contact with him. As a matter of fact, that's another thing I got to do tonight, write it down here. Got to check on my insurance for my 17-year-old kid. He's done the Steer Clear program. He's done everything, including getting his numbers from his GPA and all those things. If you have a B average, there's all these different things that can not only help your kid get insurance, but also help you get your kid insurance. Because back in the day, insurance is more expensive than your car payment. My kid's a good driver, and Chris Doris knows that, and he's going to take care of him at Chris Doris' State Farm team. They do wonderful work, 205-985-7799, 205-985-7799. They're great. Pick up the phone, talk to Cheryl, and the people. I know everybody down there. They're great in John Hawkins Parkway, 205-985-7799. Good morning. It is a Wednesday, a hump day here on Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app. We're also on Facebook Live this morning. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a fantastic day. By the way, I owe an apology. I don't know if I'm getting Alzheimer's or what the hell is going on, but for some reason I thought yesterday was December 18th. I don't know what the hell is. So December 18th is Keith Richards' birthday, right? So I'm sitting there wishing Keith Richards a birthday yesterday for some reason because I thought it was December 18th. And, you know, sometimes you're off a day. Sometimes, I mean, with COVID, you think it's a Wednesday and it's a Tuesday and it's a Thursday and it's sometimes, and I realize it's changed the year and I'm still putting 21 on my checks instead of 22. And you're like, what the hell are you writing checks for? Just shut up. And for some reason, I thought yesterday was December 18th. Like, I want to go through that all over again. And so I'm sitting there wishing Keith Richards' birthday. And people were saying, dude, that's great, but Keith Richards' birthday was a flipping month ago. And I'm like, oh. And I put stuff out on social media, and Keith, and I called I called Ed and Fred, my two good friends, who are friends with Ronnie Wood and Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, and they're like, dude, his birthday was a month ago. And I'm like, oh. Fucking like total dumbass. Total dumbass. Anyway, I apologize. Sorry, I know today is January 19th, 2022. I'm good to go. I got some interesting news about Bono. He came out yesterday through our webpage, TonyCurryRadio.net. That's Curry with a K, and Tony Curry Radio, the Tony Curry Radio app. So get the app. By the way, we have another five-star rating. We have like 70 ratings, and every one of them are five stars. Listen, anyone who downloads the Tony Curry Radio app loves it. And I think there's so many apps out there, and there's so many people out there trying to ploy for your business and trying to get money from you. I'm not doing that. Just download the Tony Curry Radio app. Tell all your friends to download the Tony Curry Radio app. And it's just great classic rock and roll. It's killer. Damon Johnson Show on Friday, which is fixing to change up. The Austin Hank Show, Blues Almighty on Thursday. We have a fantastic brand new show today at noon and 7:30 with Michael Coleman, who's the executive director from the Jimmy Hale Mission. We're getting together doing the show called Mission Minded. It's not about the Jimmy Hale Mission, but it's about how to start businesses and everything. It's super cool. We've already got one of those in the can. That starts at noon and 7:30 later on tonight. Tuesday, Adapter Parish, two brand new shows that aired yesterday with Dr. Alex Hublein from Adaptogen, formerly GT Software, and of course, Dr. Josh Klapo. And then on Monday, Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. Fantastic show brought to you by Ed's Pet World. They've been down there in Homewood for 47 years. Exotic pets, everything you need to know to make sure that you get your pet, that your pet's going to be healthy and happy with everything you do. Amazon parrots, parakeets, bearded dragons, chameleons, geckos, lizards, I've bought like 17,000 animals down. I got enough to have a zoo upstairs. Ed's Pet World is a fantastic place and also an amazing collection of vintage and modern toys. Seth is all over the country. He just got back from Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. They have figures, pops, various items of specialty watches, collectibles, Star Wars stuff. It's still in the box. So if you've got toys you want to trade or buy or sell, he'll take care of those as well. So Ed's Pet World is it. They're sponsoring now of Dark Side of the Pooch. We just got a ton of stuff going on. And then we have a brand new show that we're starting. And Brandon Austin, good morning to you. Good morning there, Tone the Bone, and Brandon Austin Moore. Coming up next week, we have a brand new show. I met with Stuart Rome from the Ross Bridge, not from the Ross Bridge, but from the Woodhouse Day Spa. Sorry, because we got so much stuff going on, it's crazy. Every time you tune in, you're hearing something different, and I love it. It's the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's a show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. You're like, I'm listening. Stuart's going to come on and talk about all the wonderful products and all the different things that they have the Woodhouse Day Spa. And we always talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's not a luxury. You need it. If you go to the Woodhouse Day Spa, you understand that this makes me a better person. It's right up there with meditation and prayer and everything else, man. I'm not kidding you. You go to that place, you walk out, you feel like a different man or a different woman. It's amazing. They do wonderful work there at the Woodhouse Day Spa right there next to Saks and the Summit. And so we're going to do things that make you feel good. We're going to do things that make you look good. We're going to talk about CBD oils and all the different ramifications of that and why guys are afraid to go to massage places. We'll get into all of it. It's two guys talking about massage therapy. I mean, how funny could that be, right? And then we're going to play some music around it. He wants to play some songs that make him feel good. And I'm like, I'm all about it, dude. Sam Rushing, good morning to you, brother. I'll be in touch with you. So I'm like, cool. So we're going to make that an hour show. It's called When in Rome. And that show will start airing next week here on Tony Curry Radio. Super excited about that. Speaking of Dark Side of the Pooch, I brought this up a few minutes ago and several people chimed in, tweeted up and said, hey, will you continue to talk about this? So my 9-year-old daughter, she's amazing. And she's at that age and we have a very, very healthy and good relationship and she can ask me anything. And she asks me these questions about the world and about, you know, I'm recently divorced and am I going to date again and what kind of woman am I looking for? And I'm like, dude, I mean, forget the birds and the bees. That's easy. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm no hurry, blah, blah, blah. So she asks me these crazy questions. So her dog, she's got a blue heeler and her blue heeler just can't seem to keep her nose out of the other dog's cooch. And I'm like, that's what dogs do. They sniff each other. That's what they do. And she's like, yeah, but she already knows this other dog. So why does she keep sniffing at her cooch? Like she cannot keep her nose out of there. And I said, I don't know. And she goes, is Lizzie a lesbian? And I kind of laughed and I thought, well, wait a minute. I don't know. I don't know if dogs can be gay. Can dogs be gay? Because I've had a few dogs that quite frankly, I thought, okay, something's going on here. They don't ever want to get after it with other dogs, but they do like to hang out with dogs their own gender. Maybe dogs can be gay. So that'll be another question we're going to be talking to Dr. Rab Stewart about. And we had an amazing conversation about shedding dogs. This isn't like one of these pet care shows with two dweebs. We get after it. We talk about all kinds of different things that go on with pets. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. That show airs Mondays at noon and 8. I got enough hair upstairs that I could knit a sweater every morning, and I'm sick of it. I mean, every time I turn around, I made a steak last night and I had like a big thing. It looked like something at a restaurant. I had a big pile of hair. I got tumbleweeds rolling across my floor. I'm like, what's going on? I keep a pretty clean house. Like, where the hell's all this hair coming from, man? Anyway, we'll talk to him about that coming up here shortly. And by the way, did you see the video that I posted on Tony Curry Radio, the deer? If your kids don't believe in Santa Claus, and it starts with reindeer, show them that video of this jumping deer. This deer jumps like 100 and something feet. I don't know if this deer is on Red Bull or what, but this thing is unbelievable. It jumps across this road, and it's just gone. It's the most amazing video I've ever seen. And I'll post a picture of this cat that I saw this morning because people love cat videos. So get into that a little bit later on this morning. Is your dog gay? You ever think to yourself, is your dog gay? Andrew Steele, good morning to you, Andrew. Is my dog gay? Is there something? It's fine. But, I mean, dogs can't control whether they're gay or not, right? We also have a special partnership with Spotify that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. We got all these fantastic shows we're doing now, 7 or 8 strong. I'm going to be starting a brand new show that's going to be airing on Fridays that I'm super excited about. And if you have any show ideas, go to TonyCurryRadio.net, become a bonehead, give me your show idea, and if it's a great show and you got some followers, I'll put you on. There you go. If you got a great show idea and you've always wanted to be on a radio station and we've got 100,000 listeners a week, and you got a great show idea, it could have classic rock in it, it could be a business, whatever you want to do, just go to TonyCurryRadio.net, become a bonehead, and let me know what your idea is, or go to one of our social media platforms and tell me what your show idea is. And I, if it's interesting and people will listen, I don't care what it is, I'll play it. How's that? We got that going on right here at Tony Curry Radio. So, I love the classic rock. It's our backbone. We are classic rock to the bone. And Bono came out yesterday and said something that's really interesting, because I'm a U2 fan. I remember seeing the Zooropa and Octoon Baby thing down here at Legion Field. It's fantastic. Seeing them play in Atlanta. They're great, and obviously they've sold millions and millions and millions of albums. He said he's embarrassed by the majority of the songs that he's ever written or sang. He's 61. He's been in U2 for 46 years. He's been in the band since he was 15 years old. He said, I was in the car the other day, and one of our songs came on the radio, and I was like the color of Dublin, scarlet. I was so embarrassed. He said it was something from Joshua Tree. The one that I can listen to most is Miss Sarajevo with Luciano Pavarotti. He said, but most of the other ones make me cringe a little bit. He said he probably is proudest of his song called Vertigo, which is a great little tune. And Andrew says he has a gay dog. See, there you go. Maybe our dogs need to have a play date or something like that. How big is your dog, by the way? Andy Morgan, good morning to you, Andy. She made me laugh yesterday. She's funny. But he said the songwriting was the only thing he dissed. Regarding the name U2, he wasn't particularly fond of it at the beginning. It was the first of his managers, Paul McGinnis's idea, who got them to keep the name by telling it was great and would look good on a T-shirt. He said, ooh, a letter and a number. U2 would be great on T-shirts. People will love it. He didn't like the whole idea that it was kind of like a spy plane, like a U-boat. It was too futuristic for what they were doing at the time, but it stuck, and obviously it worked very, very well for them. He also mentioned that he just recently became a singer. Huh? Maybe it hasn't happened yet for some people's ears, and I understand that, but I just recently became a real singer. He said, I kept my same octave. I didn't move things around. I wasn't a good singer until just recently. He even recalled a time when Robert Palmer told U2 bassist Adam Clayton in the 1980s, God, would you please tell your singer to just take it down a couple of keys a little bit? He'll do himself a favor, his voice a favor, and he'll do us all a favor who have to listen to him. That coming from the words of Robert Palmer. During a podcast, Bono seemed to agree. I was thinking out of my body. I wasn't thinking about singing. I really didn't think about changing keys. Did we ever change keys? We just kept singing the same thing over and over and over again. He goes, I do think U2 pushes out of the boat on embarrassment quite a bit, and maybe that's the place to be an artist, you know, right at the edge of your level of embarrassment. If you've ever seen U2, they're fantastic, and they're great in concert, and obviously they have had an illustrious career, and they're fantastic. All right, so lots going on today. Don't forget Michael Coleman, my very good friend. Please entertain us and listen to our brand new show. It goes at noon and 7:30 tonight. It's called Mission Minded. We're going to talk about visionaries and different ways to start non-for-profits. Everyone start a non-profit for these days. Everybody start a non-for-profit. Do you know what you're doing? The basis of the show, which I think is really interesting, is because we're having this mass resignation issue right now in our country. Everybody wants to change jobs. There's people that have been in the same job for 10, 15, 20 years. They've been with the same company. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I got the opportunity to go do something totally different, and I want to go do that. And that's great. That's wonderful. Gone are the days where people spend 30, 40, 50 years with the same company. And I totally get that. They're moving around left and right. They're spending 6 months here, moving on to something else. And that's great if that makes you happy. And right now, the workforce, us, we have all the leverage. Every business out there right now has to work on our benefits, has to work on our availability, has to work on whether we're going to be remote or not. 5 years ago, 1 in every 67 jobs was remote. Now it's 1 in 7. You tell your boss, I want to work from home in my underwear 3 hours a day at 2 to 5 a.m. Then I'll get back on at noon. Chances are your boss will go, okay, all right then. Now, I don't know how long that's going to last because I go back to my Kentucky Fried Chicken days back in 1982, man. I was just happy to have a job. I was grateful. I had three jobs. I was working Kings Island Amusement Park. I was working 96 Rock in Hamilton, Ohio, the High on the Hill. And I was working Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was happy to have all of them. I was never late. I never bitched and moaned. And I was grateful to have work. And man, when I got that raise from 325 to 345, I was like, woohoo! More Bud Light for Friday nights. I was super happy about that. Now it's like, hey, listen. It's my job. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And as long as you're performing, meeting your budget criteria and doing what you got to do, good for you. That's great. But it's totally different. So what we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of people in this world who have been changed by COVID, have lost loved ones, and they're deciding, listen, I want to do some really special things here. I want to help at the food bank. I want to help my kids' school. I want to do more charity work. I want to help at maybe nursing homes. I want to do all these different things. Or maybe I want to start my own NFP. And so they're doing these things, but just because you have the passion to do them doesn't mean that you can pull it off. You need to surround yourself with the resources and the right people. And then you have to raise money to create this new lifestyle you want because someone's got to pay the note on the boat and the house and keep the lights on and the power. We'll talk about that coming up with Mission Minded a little bit later on today at noon and at 7:30 right here on the Tony Curry Radio. Want to welcome everybody listening in here. Andy says, my husband likes software, and I don't think they're ever going back to work. Yeah, it's weird because a lot of people, in particularly the software business, because you can do all that remotely, some people want to get back to work. Some people aren't getting as much work done at home as they probably would in an office, but then you realize, yeah, I take two-hour lunches. I'm sitting around the water cooler for an hour. I'm on Facebook from 4:30 to 5. What's the difference? But as long as we're getting things done, man, we're getting things done. What we need right now, Andy, is more truck drivers. Right now, I think you'd go to a truck driving company and say, give me a $5,000 signing bonus, and I want to work from 1 to 4 every day. Put me in a truck and tell me where to go. I'll get my CDC, and I'll be good to go. And I think they'd hire you on the spot, right? We need some truckers right now, don't we? I remember growing up, I told my dad, you know, you had this thing in high school. You didn't tell anybody what you were going to do in college or what you wanted to do in your life until you were a junior or at least a senior in high school. Now you're like 4 years old. They're like, what do you want to do for a living? Race car driver, be a veterinarian. Every kid wants to be a race car driver or veterinarian. Yeah, by the time you're like in second grade, if you haven't already told everyone what you're going to be in your life, you're a loser. I'm like, give the kids a break, for God's sakes. And so, growing up, everybody wanted to do those fun things. And now we're finding out that it's just not that way. It's a totally different thing. But the world is open. The world is your oyster. All right. Let's get into some more classic rock and roll. Go get the Tony Curry Radio app. It's Tony Curry, Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. By the way, a lot of people are asking about the Curry and Klapo show, a show we've been doing for over 5 years. Dr. Josh has been doing his thing. He's super busy. I'm doing my own thing with Tony Curry live here. But he will join me again on Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9:30. And every time you tune in the Tony Curry Radio app, man, you're going to be hearing some new special programming. We're super excited about it. And a lot of it will have the backbone of classic rock and blues to it. So we're super excited about that. AC/DC later on tonight. It's our most listened to show. We have over 40,000 people that listen in Australia every Wednesday night because that's where the AC/DC fan club is, and I greatly appreciate all of our goonies there in Australia. They're fantastic. We get after it. We throw down with some AC/DC every single Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. For all your staffing needs, check out the wonderful folks at Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828, where your word and your handshake still mean something. Kai Gregory is fantastic. They do wonderful work, construction or otherwise. Check out Southern Precision Staffing.